I'm Laura Winters. Topping the news this Saturday morning, former President Trump not letting indictments impact his ability to get out in front of voters. Trump speaking in Montgomery, Alabama, Friday night.
The fake charges put forth in their sham indictment are an outrageous criminalization of political speech. That's all it is.
Now, as for President Biden, he and wife Jill wrapping up a 10-day beach vacation in Delaware. The president seen relaxing and reading a book near the ocean, riding his bicycle, and taking a late-night beach walk with wife Jill. South Carolina Senator Republican Tim Scott, who's running for president, taking a trip to our poorest southern border, correspondent Lisa Taylor reports.
While speaking to reporters from Yuma, Arizona, Friday, Scott said he estimates the wall along the southern border will cost about $10 billion. When asked about whether he'd end birthright citizenship for children whose parents are in the U.S. illegally, Scott said Congress would have to act to do so. He said he believes the president could not implement that alone. Former President Trump has pledged to end birthright citizenship on the first day of office if he returns to the White House.
Absolute chaos in New York City in Union Square after a gamer named Kai, with 20 million followers on YouTube, claims he's going to give away PlayStation 5s.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry says the chaos started because Twitch streamer Kai Cenat was set to hold a giveaway event, and he could face charges since he didn't notify the city.
Well, we'll discuss with our legal department about inciting a riot and other charges.
Madry says the crowd, mostly filled with young people, broke into a construction site and started throwing things.
And additionally, individuals were also lighting fireworks, and they were throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other.
It took the NYPD roughly 40 minutes to surge the area with thousands of police officers. I'm Natalie Migliori.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
In Florida, a chilling reenactment at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the site of the Parkland shooting. Nine members of Congress touring the blood-stained and bullet-pocked hallways shortly before ballistics technicians reenacted the shooting that left 14 students and three staff members dead back on Valentine's Day of 2018. This exercise, part of a lawsuit filed by the victims' families against former Deputy Scott Peterson and the Broward County Sheriff's Office. More now from USA's Tim Burr.
A congressional delegation in Florida toured the halls where 17 people were killed in the 2018 Parkland School massacre. Florida Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz says this is just one step toward the ultimate goal.
It's not walk people through the building and within a blink of an eye, we're going to have bills on the floor. But we have to start that conversation again. We have to figure out where there is agreement. And we have to figure out how we build trust.
Entertainment news now. Tony Soprano's boat for sale.
Take it to the guys. Put it in the marina next door.
The boat from the HBO series The Sopranos is up for sale. Tony Soprano's fishing vessel, called the Stugatz, has been listed in Stamford, Connecticut through United Yacht Sales. The 1999 Cape Fear 47 Sportfish has since been renamed Never Enough by its former owner, who is listing the boat for just under $300,000. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.